Bible in schools. It's something that has benefited generations of Kiwis, and as Christians, we are totally for it, aren't we? Hard to really imagine a world without Bible in schools, a New Zealand without Bible in schools, but that is very much a possibility. Joining me in the studio this morning is Tracy and Steph from the Church's Education Commission. Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
So just by way of introduction, Tracy, you are, what's your job?
I am the school engagement manager, and I also do a little bit of PR for CEC. So it means I'm at the coalface. I'm in and out of schools, visiting principals, talking to boards, dealing with our team leaders, and I guess just getting good information out to our main stakeholders, who are the schools.
All right. And Steph, what do you do for...
I get the privilege of being the national director for CEC and leading it up and having a great team support me and around me. So it's an incredible privilege.
Okay, so for those who have never heard of the Church's Education Commission, I mean, what is your mandate? What do you guys do?
Basically, we're Bible in schools, and we do Bible in schools into 650 schools with 2,500 volunteers, with 60,000 kids on a weekly basis that get the Bible open. Thanks to the choices of the schools, they open the Bible and they get the opportunity to hear it.
Obviously, so much to discuss around this issue because it's not something that has recently come under attack. I mean, we're talking about a battle that's gone on for a long time. Mm-hmm. There are, and I would say, a small but vocal percentage of people who are right against Bible in schools. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. That's a very accurate summary of it. We have a group of parents and their supporters who have formed essentially a lobby group who are wanting to remove that right that is currently allowed under the law for religious instruction to be taught in schools. Religious instruction isn't specifically or exclusively Christianity. We happen to be in a lot of schools because that reflects the majority view and role that we have with people's belief. So that's why boards choose to have us in their schools if they want us there.
Now, am I right in saying that parents can opt out of Bible in schools anyway? So if you don't want your child involved in the curriculum, you can opt to take them out?
Yeah, absolutely. And schools can manage that a number of ways. There is the opt-out system where you choose to opt your child out. And we also have an opt-in system where you then sign the permission slips to have your child opted in. So it's up to the schools to choose what works best for them in terms of managing that time in their school around their scheduling, and we're happy to just support the school in how they do that.
So we're talking about, and when we talk about the opposition of Bible in schools, a group of people who realise that their kids don't have to be a part of it, but actually more than that, they don't want any children to hear about the Bible or Christianity in our school curriculum.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
And what is their argument? What is so deeply threatening about Bible in schools?
Well, they believe it. There is the discrimination argument. They think it's discriminating against other religions if we teach Christianity Bible lessons in a school setting. And also there is the bullying argument, which I think is a larger, more systemic problem than just a half an hour class that's provided in a school setting. So those are two of the main issues that they keep, you know, throwing up in front of the media. And, you know, I can understand if they have their own individual stories around that. I respect that. But to remove the right from everyone because they're not happy with something, no, I don't agree with that position at all.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, education is so important. And it strikes me, just as my individual opinion, that as a parent, you would want your children to garner, even if you weren't Christian, as much information as you could so they could make great choices. Mm. It's an unusual thing to basically block a whole way of thinking. But anyway, that's what they believe. How does New Zealand Bible in schools compare to, say, religious education in other parts of the world? Because I know that, say, for England, for example, they have something called RE.
How would it compare with other countries' ways of teaching RE? I couldn't really give you a specific on that. there aren't that many Western countries that are still allowing this opportunity within the public school system. So we are definitely in a very privileged position in that regard, because under New Zealand law, we're still allowed to have RI time in the public school. Of course, you have the charter schools who may have a particular flavour or denominational view, which is allowed under different legislation. However, as we know, there are not that many Western nations now that still have this opportunity given to them.
Mm. Steph, what is so beneficial from your perspective about Bible in schools and what you guys do?
I think for us is I think that kids are taught numeracy and literacy in school, which is awesome. But when a kid walks out of a school gate, what kind of kid do you want to walk out of the school gate? And yes, they learn values at school, but this is 30 minutes consistently with the next generation. A lot of our teachers are like a generation that the kids don't interact with. The other thing is that they're learning values, value-based, that are biblically value-based, that are amazing for kids to take away for the rest of their lives and innately learn something the rest of their lives. So when you have a kid walk out of a school gate after 6 to 8 years, you want a kid with generosity, kindness, goodness. And that are biblical values that we're teaching to kids every week for just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're not saying that those values are completely inherent to the Christian biblical worldview. There are a lot of values that are commonly shared amongst people of other faiths, religions, cultures. Mm. So we're supporting the school and undergirding those values that a school will put forward, you know, courage, respect, forgiveness, kindness, values which are common to us all, but we're giving them some information and education around a biblical perspective around how those things can be aligned with and worked out in your everyday world.
Let's move and talk about the battle that is going on to keep Bible in schools alive. Where are things as of right now?
As of right now, we are facing a human rights tribunal case. The Secular Education Network people, a couple of the individuals, filed papers saying that it was a discrimination and a breach of human rights to have RI in the public classrooms. So they're looking for a ruling to sort of, I guess, support their position. The long-term potential of that could be changes to the law, lobbying two politicians to perhaps amend or repeal parts of the Education Act which currently allow RI in schools. So that's ultimately the agenda behind it. So the Human Rights Commission hearing is part of that support that they're wanting to get.
And what is your legal advice on this issue? I mean, have you got a strong case to keep this alive?
We have a great team, a great legal team, some lawyers who have got in, and they were with us last year when it went to the High Court, around the same issues. It was to do with a school and a child who had been opted out, ended up back in class time. So that, it's the follow-on of that, really. So, yeah, we have a position because I think having a faith view and the ability to freely express that, as we are allowed to in this nation, is a fundamental right that we should protect and be prepared to fight for.
Mm. Mm. Obviously, a lot of Christians and, you know, people who perhaps don't share our faith necessarily listening to the station this morning, what can people do to support you guys? Do you need the public's help?
Mm. I think, yes, we do need the public help. One is to get on when you see an article, like, be great to have input. But not only that, I really feel like the local church get behind their local primary school and resource them through Bible in schools and be part of it. And so getting the local church on board so that they are within their local public school as a privilege to go in and teach Bible in schools would be great, to somehow engage that so that a local church owns their local primary school. Mm. And then the other thing is that obviously from a financial point of view, we carry all the bills for the court case for the entire nation as a small organization. So we're fighting the fight as a small organization to keep religious education in every school in our nation. And so we are having to carry that as a team. And that is quite a lot of pressure. So that would be great. And just advice from great media people. Like, honestly, give us a call. If you're out there and you're in the media and you have great advice for us to how to market ourselves and brand ourselves out there from a really healthy perspective, honestly, the door is open.
I mean, our programs in the schools on the ground, I've been in and out of so many schools. I've seen our team in action. I've seen our volunteers engaging with these children. And, you know, yes, the Bible is being used to speak stories or teach value lessons, objects, lessons, games, all that. But more than that, there's a real relationship aspect that gets established. You know, we have these amazing teams. Some have been going into schools for 20 or 30 years, and they've built up real respect and rapport with the schools, and they're very well loved by the pupils. The pupils like and enjoy that time. So, yes, there'll always be people that maybe don't enjoy it or their children don't want to go, and we absolutely respect that. But for those who do enjoy it and want that to be a part of their child's education, you know, we're just providing that opportunity as a school makes that decision.
I think in the absence of things like Bible in schools, you risk, and I'm talking in generations' time, you know, sort of the formation or the bedrock of a society becoming a little bit wishy-washy, don't you? And you were talking about values. And the reality is that a lot of the values that we hold to be, you know, right and true come from a Christian worldview, and they were fought for, you know, and have been fought for hundreds of years. So I think we've got to be pretty careful as a society if we let that go. As you said, I think there are a lot of Christians listening, and we should be part of this fight. Is there a website that people can visit?
Absolutely. There's the CEC website, which is cec.org.nz. We're always on the lookout for amazing volunteers. We've got schools who are wanting programs in them that we cannot currently staff. I know of schools specifically through Auckland, and I know through the nation there are gaps. So you know, if you've got a heart to be a part of that team, please contact us, and we would love to follow that up.
Yeah. Guys, really nice to have the chat this morning. Thanks for what you're
Thank
doing.
You.
Keep up
Thank
the good
you.
Fight.
Thank
and,
you so much.
Yeah, we're praying for you as well.
Okay,
I appreciate it.